Kumlein Reb Lach Gemara. We're up to the Pei Dalad Amud Aleph. On top, the two dots, about 10 lines from the top. So you learn that all menachas come from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Laaretz, Yosher, the Chodes, except the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem. They have to be from the new crop, and they only come from Eretz Yisrael, and from within Eretz Yisrael itself, from the best quality. And we nominated a few places which is best quality, and if not that, at least second best. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Shaim Bidei Svichin, Svichin, I think they grow on their own. They weren't planted, and they used to have people watching these Svichin to make sure that you have over there for the Eimer. That you have something for the Eimer. So where do they get paid from? So these people, they get paid from one of the kupas of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where they get this schar from. So Romi lay Rami b'chom Rav Chizda. So Romi b'chom asked Rav Chizda a question. We're on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. What happens to the Eimer? What happens to Noah? In other words, you're telling me that the Eimer on Shemitah will come from the Svich, things that grow on their own. What do you do with the Eimer? You take a kmitza, part of it goes on Mizbeach and gets burnt on the altar, and then the balance goes to the kainim. But the thing is, we know when it comes to tevua of Shemitah, regardless if you plant it or svichin, it's not allowed to be burnt. La'ochla, it can only be consumed. And la'ilis reifah, to be burnt, how can you bring carbon aymer or Shemitah? Oh, Malay, he said to him, I don't understand what you're asking.
Even
the kmitz, you're burning, you don't burn any part of it. That's a question from the Kaimitz. Hello. Good morning.
Paid
dollar. Paid dollar, right in the middle page. Amalai Rachmona, but the Tater says that this Inyan of Eimer is something like the Deir Seichem. That all generations you have to give the Eimer, but at Amalai Tibbot, you tell me every 7th year we shouldn't have it. What are you trying to say here? But the Tater's obviously saying there's an exception in the year Shemitah. Right in the middle of the page. I never said you should revattle it, but I said, let's find other methods, other options. Why don't you bring last year's barley? So this way, you don't have to give a Shemitah more answers. But you know, we need caramel. It has to be soft and tender. And they won't have it for last year's. Get barley grains that were moist when you harvested them. Now that's a year old, use them now. It has to be now caramel. Caramel takrib, as you bring them up, they should be caramel, they should be tender and soft. Being a caramel, we need now. Itma, we learned, the machleke is Rabbi Yechanan Oimer. Rabbi Yechanan says, caramel takrib. Rabbi Yechanan says that it has to be moist. How do I know? It has to be fresh enough because it says caramel takrib. We put the two together, caramel takrib, that. Really, it is a comma there, and it says takriv is minchas b'cherecha. We're dashing as if caramel and takriv are written together. So therefore, that's why you're not allowed to bring last year's tvua, because you need caramel takriv. However, Rabbi Lozer says, no, it's never possible together. It says that you should bring the oimer reishis tzirchem. You should bring reishis tzirchem. It has to be the first of your harvesting, and therefore, reishis tzirchem. That's how we know it has to be fresh. So it has to be fresh, the first item that you take. And if you bring last year's, it's obviously not the latest tzirchem. There's a Gemara Moshe Rabbi Rav said, I have a question. It says, "Im takriv minchas b'churim." It says in the pasuk, if you want to bring a minchas b'churim, you bring it, you know, all those things there, including takriv minchas b'churecha. B'minchas ha'imra kosher, even though it's called b'churim, nevertheless, we're actually referring to over here to the minchas ha'omer. Mehechen hibo, where do you bring the oimer from? Is it from wheat or from barley? Minas ha'edim, you bring it from barley. Ata Omer Minasa Oidim. You say you bring it from barley. You ain't Omer Achitin. Maybe the minchas of Omer made out of wheat, like all of the minchas, all of the flour offerings made out of wheat. You know, except minchas kanai. So maybe it's a minchas wheat. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says Nemar. It says Ovi b'Mitzrayim. It says by the Makkah over there by Bora that it destroyed all the crop, and it says the Ovi, which is talking, says the Pasuk Asa Oida Ovi, which is talking about barley. And it says in Pasuk Ovi v'Ladoides, and it says over there that Aviv. So it says there Aviv as well. Just like Aviv Mitzrayim was barley, so Aviv too, when you bring a carbon, is barley. Only from barley. That's Rabbi Lezer, from Aviv. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Matzinu, we have no choice. We have to allow the Oimer to be made out of barley. Why? Because just like wheat, people bring privately a flour offering is made out of wheat, and the communal offerings is made out of wheat, like Shtei Lechem. If you can, and barley, we have minchas kanois by a site that's made out of barley, and if you're not going to have a minchas tzibah, then it's not the same. So it says, Yochid may be chevasim lachitin. An individual brings his cheva from wheat, like a mincha of a sinner. Umevi chevasim in asa'idin, and by a site you bring out of barley. Is af tzibur, maybe chevasim lachitin. And then you find that when it comes to weed, you have communal carbon made of weed, which is the shua, shtei lechem. Maybe chavosim in asa'idin, he also has a carbon tzibur that must be from barley. Because imatoim in achit, if you can tell that the mechaz oimer out of weed, loimotzinu tzibur, shem maybe chavosim in asa'idin, it comes out, they're not equal, that there's no communal carbon when it comes to barley. That's one pshat. Dover Acha, Rabbi Kiva, is another pshat. Im ato
from which one is which you learn?
We're going to see in a minute. Halachli, I don't know. Dover Acha, im ato oimer oimer b'manachit. And the Rabbi Kiva said, if you can say that oimer comes from wheat, ein shtei alechem bikurim. Remember, shtei alechem has to be the first, it says it has to be, the first thing that you bring him is beach of wheat, but it's not. Because you already brought wheat on this beach 2 months ago on Pesach. Alma. But wheat. How can you say that this is Bikurim, this is new, when this wheat was brought 2 months ago by the Minchas Oimer? Is a raya the Minchas Oimer? It's not wheat. Minchas Oimer has to be something else. What was it? It was barley. So the whole raya is in Bikurim. Alma, Meshub Bikurimu. So it's even clearly, where do we learn now that the Shtei Lechem has to be fresh wheat from Bikurim? Is that Ayat Rabbi Lezer? Lezer is the one who says that this pasuk Yivim Takri Michas Bikurim Lashem is talking about Shtei Lechem. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, we learn out from Avi, Rabbi Yechanan says we learn out from Carmel. It has nothing to do with that. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, he says it has to be fresh. Carmel doesn't insist that it has to be the newest. Rabbi Lezer is the one who says it has to be Bikurim. It has to be the first thing you put on. The first thing you put on. And now, if we have a good question, if your chitamos has to be Bikurim, the first thing you put on, and you put on by the Oimer. But if you're going to learn like Rabbi Yechanan do Bikurim, just the karma has to be fresh. So what's Rabbi Kiva's problem? Yeah, so the Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. The Teisibus learns the Kasha Rabbi as well, but that's how both Rashi's learn. To you, that's a good question. So even though the Pasig Bikurim Rabbi Kiva is talking about Shtei Alechem, and Rabbi Yechanan and Elazar are arguing about Oimer, but if you're going to call Shtei Alechem Bikurim, then Oimer is also called Bikurim, for which its Indian is Bikurim, and just like Shtei Alechem Bikurim has to be the first, so too the Oimer Bikurim has to be the first. And if that's the first, and not like Rabbi Yechanan says, just caramel has to be fresh, has to be the first, as long as it's not old.
It's interesting this, because the caramel we say is rach.
Somebody said,
when you can take last year's
rach
and
had to be rach at this
point in time.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it means. That's what I thought. Bikurim is only brought, you only bring Bikurim from the 7 minim, and so on and so forth. Number one, and number two, this is a chiddush. Now, when it says in the pasuk, honey, we're not talking about bee honey, we're talking about date honey. And mitmarim shebaharim, this is the chiddush over here, that he wants to say is that the Mishnah says that you cannot bring poor quality fruit. When we say the Zayim Minim, within the Zayim Minim has to be good quality. So don't bring me dates from the mountains, because over there the dates are in poor quality. And we'll lay me the pedish of my markim, know the dates from the valleys. Again, over there also, they're not in best quality. We want good quality.
So in other words, the farmer from these regions is
spotted from the Kodesh? According to Rishi, and Ula, and Ula says further, im hevi le kiddush. If he brings it, it's not, even the heaven, it's not kiddush. You have no chiv whatsoever. It has to be good quality fruits. Yes, exactly that. We'll soon see that's not so simple. Yosef Rabba Satev, he said this Chiddush of Ula, the Bidi Ever as well. It's one thing ideal. The Mishnah could be talking about this mitzvah, ideally, should give good quality. But you, Ula, saying the Bidi Ever, it's not even Yitzah, he repeated that. Ace Rabba Rabba Rabba, so Rabba Rabba asked Rabba a question. It says a posik, Korban Reishis, the Korban Reishis, even though it's talking about Bikurim as well. We said before that Shtei Lechem is also called Bikurim. So it says, Korban Reishis B'makriv Shtei Reishis L'chol HaMenachah. So we know that the Shtei Lechem is the first wheat of the new crop that you can bring on the Mizbeach is from the Shtei Lechem. Nothing before. The Chayin Weimer, it says the Pasuk, by Bikurim, B'hakrivche Mincha Chadosha L'Hashem. When you makriv Mincha L'Hashem, B'Shavua Seichem, so ain't the chadash. So we know from here that was a new one has to be zechit, has to be from wheat, like this has to be like the shtei lechem. In other words, you cannot bring any wheat on the mizbeach before you brought the shtei lechem onto the mizbeach. So that's the first wheat. Okay, chadash shosoyim menayin. How do you know as well that it should be before any like a mincha of a seiter of the new barley that this mincha on shtei lechem ashvuah should precede all that? Tamaloyme comes to tell you chadosha. It says twice chadosha. It says twice mincha chadosha in the pasuk. It says mincha chadosha amoch l'shabbat mincha chadosha, and there's another pasuk mincha chadosha. Says hakriv chem min chadosha. Says be crafted min chadosha. Says twice chadosha. He may need the chadosha l'chitin. I don't need it for wheat. It's only in the chadosha side. I'll tell you. It talks about
actually because
by
the pesukim are talking about shulis.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
One's permitted.
One's
invited.
Yeah. Okay. Umenayin. So the question was regarding karbani. When the Gemara said havamin, it was talking about karbanis. So we would. That how do you know that the karban shtei lechem precedes not only wheat karbanis but also barley karbanis? But umenayin shtehei kedemis lebikurim. How do you know that the order sequence on shvuas should be the first you bring the shtei lechem, and then you bring the bikurim? It says a pasuk, v'chag shavuos. First of all, it should be shavuos, then tas l'chol bikur k'sir chitim. On shavuos you should make yourself k'sir chitim, which is for the shtei lechem, the two loaves of bread, and then afterwards you do the rest of the bikurim. Then you do the rest of the bikurim. Then the el bikur k'sir chitim. So all I know is that shtei lechem comes before the harvesting of wheat for anything else. But k'sir sa'ayim v'nayin hayno, so that the shtei lechem's harvest should be before even the harvest of the barley. Tamaloymer, it says a posik v'chag ha'kotze b'kurim ma'asecha, and it says a posik v'chag ha'kotze b'kurim ma'asecha, that this should be the first asher tizra basada, that this should be the first activity that you do, the harvesting b'kurim asher that you plant in the field. That means that the wheat of the shtei lechem comes even before barley. Mainly yellow shetizer, anything that you planted. Olu malei menayin hayno, let's say barley grew on its own. How do you know that the shtei lechem should precede that? Menayin aleimer, it says the pasuk basade, anything that grows in the field. I don't care if ainly yellow basade. All I know is in your field. Menayin le rabbe shebegag, if it grew on the roof, shebechurbe or in ruins. Or should be atzitz in a potted plant, or should be svina on a boat. How do you know if it grows in all of these things as well? That shtei lechem should grow before that. Tamaloyme bikure. It says a pasuk bikure kol asher ba'artzam, anywhere in your land. I don't care where it grows. The chitim, the shtei lechem, always come first. Menayin, and it should be the first thing of the mizbech. I don't care where the other things grow. Minayin shetehei kedemis in the Nesachim. So how do you know that the lechem comes before the Nesachim, with Pelas Ilan and the fruits of the trees? That you should not bring the new wines, the new grapes, the new fruits before you first bring the shteh. No, shteh lechem is the first thing you bring of the crop for this year, and no other firsts can be brought on Mizbeach before shteh lechem. Doesn't matter whether it's wheat, barley, doesn't matter where it grows, doesn't matter whether it's wine for the sachim, it doesn't matter if it's the oil for the, doesn't make a difference, the olives, it makes absolutely no difference. This should be shteh lechem is first. We're not talking about all the years. Yeah, so same thing, you just use last year's crop, no problem. It says over here, then it says, when you gather together all your activities, just like over there, it's talking about Nesachim Upeiris Ilan, Avkan Nesachim Peiris Ilan. When it talks about that the Shtei Alechem is first, even though it says Bikurim, but we're saying it's too much, Shtei Alechem is referring to everything. That everything is that everything it comes after the shteh lechem. Okay, so what's the problem? However, we learned over here. It says that Shabbagag. Yes, we know that it's Chag Osif. So when everything is gathered together, yes.
But technically, even though it's gathered in Sukkahs, the Bikurim for it was already bought previously in Shavuos.
It's true, but it means that we're here when it says Chag HaKotzer, everything is included. When it says that this should be Bikurim Kol Masecha, the word Masim refers to grapes and to other things as well, because Sukkah, that's what it means. So therefore, when it says over here that Chag because Reishis Masecha means that what? That this should precede any other new fruit, grape, or anything. This should be the first thing on the Mizbeach from the new crop. Says the Gemara. Tony Mios, what's our problem? It says over here, Shebegag, Ushebechurbe, Shebeotzis, Ushebesvina. It mentions all of these things. So the Chayda, it's talking about over here, Bikurim. And these are poor quality. You think that the things that grow in a churba or the things that grow in a atzitz are good quality or a sfin, none is a good quality. And yet, as it says clearly here, you bring bikurim. So what are you, Ula, telling us before that tamarim shibharim? It's not just a question of what's ideal. You're saying that even with the evidence, it's not bikurim because it's poor quality, substandard. Some of these things are also substandard. So the Gevorah Sefer, this last part here, is not talking about bikurim. Asan lemenachas. We're not talking about here when I am... Because the harim is better quality than what you have here. But we're not talking here about, what do you call it, about bikurim. We're talking here about menachas. If you bring menachas from wheat or barley that grew on a boat and everything else, shteh lechem still has to precede that as well. That's what the Mishnah Brais is talking about at the end of this thing here. Maskev about it, but ava yehochi, if so, we're talking about menachas. And the chiddush here is that shteh alechem has to precede everything. I don't care where it grew. That's a question. If so, hainu d'chsiv, it says a pasuk, kol toy bebeischa yechlenu. It says the pasuk, kol toy yechlenu beis. It says every toy should eat it. If we're talking about menachas. That means everyone, your whole family. If you're saying this pasuk of Bikurim Kol Asher Ba'artzam and all that is talking about menachas, then why? How can everybody eat it? We know that when it comes to mincha, only the males can eat it. The wives and children cannot eat it. Only kachim kalim with truma. So how can that be? So he says here that two psukim. It says in the pasuk lechayir, this should be yours. Uksiv, as if it's two different. Then it says kol toy beisri yichlanu. L'chayi is talking about korban mincha, and kol toy beisri yichlanu is talking about bikurim. Okay, it's a kambe bikurim. When it says kol toy beisri yichlanu is about bikurim, and when it says menachas, it says l'chayi. So the pasuk is talking about two different things. So when it says in the pasuk kol asher ba'artzam, everything is included, wherever it grows. That's talking about menachas. not about Bikurim. And the Chayyis, continue, we talk about Menachas.
Is Bikurim
and
Matil like Maisus and Tumas and the Oimer and the Matil for Tiyatir, or you can eat your produce even if you haven't
given it? I think it's a Matil. But he's saying, yeah, this pasuk is that we just finished up saying that the pasuk is wheat precedes everything. He's not talking about Bikurim, he's talking about the Milcha on the Mizbeach. Precedes any other new crop or any other new thing that you do, and what do you call it? Precedes any other new thing that you do, but then the pasuk says that kolter anybody can eat it. That's talking about bikurim. We're going back to bikurim here, so we're going back and forth between bikurim shtei lechem. We refer to shtei lechem as bikurim because it's the first, as well. I'll look it up over the weekend. Oh, Shabbos. Rav Ashi says no. Kula menachas. It's all Torah menachas. I ask a question, menachas. Why is it called Torah? How can called Torah? He says, "Us lach metayde." We're talking about when it says called Torah. We're talking about lach metayde. Their taka lach metayde. Everyone can eat it. Wife and children as well, because it's kachim kalim. Beplukta Rabbi Yechon Amar. This thing that Ula said that the Eved, if he brought poor quality to Bikurim, it's not valid. It's actually a machlekes. Rabbi Yechon says, "Amar im hevi like kiddush." Rabbi Yechon, if you brought it, you're not kiddush. And the Shlakish said, "No." Rabbi Yechon agrees with Ula, and the Shlakish says, "Im hevi kiddush." That if it did bring it, but the Eved is kiddush. Nasek kachush bekachim. It's no different than my kachim. We tell you ideally you should bring from the best that you have. Nevertheless, if you makdish a behemah that's weak. It's still a poor quality. It's still a valid carbon. So he compares it to kabbanis. He compares it to kabbanis. Why would Rabbi Yechon hold the Yevid if you brought bikurim from substandard fruits? It's not bikurim. Why not? Rabbi Loza says, we had this expression a few times. Rabbi Yechon chazoi becholim. Last night I had a dream about my Rebbe Rabbi Yechon, and therefore I feel that milsa ma'alisa amina. I got to say something really smart to defend him. On Makro, it says in Posig, Meireishis, it says you should take Meireishis called Priyadam, not all the Priyadam, and Meireishis, some is valid. In other words, some is valid and some isn't. V'loi Koreishis, not every single fruit is Shaykh to Bikurim. It's coming to, so Meireishis is coming to tell you that what? Not all fruits, only from those seven fruits. And then it says again, Me'artzacha, another Me'at. Ashatovi me'artzcha. What do you mean me'artzcha? Not from your whole land. V'loy kol artzcha. Not everywhere if it grows in Israel. Not if it grows on the mountaintops, or not if it grows in the valleys. That's poor quality. V'rish Lakish, what does he do? Hay me'artzcha my avilei. What does he do with the word me'artzcha? He uses look at Tanya Rabbi Gamliel. The boy look at Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Oymen Nemer kind of says here Eretz. Nemer lahalon, and it says later on Eretz Chitas Eide and Geffen so on Eretz Ma lahalon. Shevach Oreh, just like over there, is praising the land. Avkan, there is telling you, he's just describing it, just throw it's a land that is an abundant supply of wonderful fruits. Avkan, Shevach Oreh, doesn't matter where you bring it from, ideally you should bring from the best of the land. But if you don't, bring from anywhere. That's what it is. Vidach, you're right, that's what Eretz comes to teach you. But Meh Eretz, it says Meh, the Mem, extra Mem, is teaching you another din. And that is that you don't bring from anywhere in the land, just from certain flex places. V'idach, Eretz Meh Eretz Mashle, doesn't dash the Mem. So we have a state of two braises. Toni Chode, in one braise we learn, Shebegag, that if it's on the roof, it grew on the roof, or Shebechorba, if it grew in the ruins. Or Shabbat is in a potted plant, or Shabbat in a ship, may be the Kaida. You bring the Bukurim from there, and you say all the Psukim that you are meant to say with it. However, another Braisa says, may be the Enu Kaida. You bring it Taka, but you don't read, you don't say. It's Chastida. It's Bishlam, Resh Lakish, and tell you each one a different case. Resh Lakish holds that wherever you bring, eventually you got to bring to Bukurim. So gaga gagla kasha hog be gag the mitre, the roof of a cave is like ground, it's so regular soil, it grows well, you may be the kaida. Hog be gag the bias, poorer quality, you still bring. No, it ain't kaida. Churba churba le kasha can be churba avuda, if you have a room there that you till the soil so it grows well, maybe the kaida. Can be churba she ain't avuda, does not grow well, so you bring, but you don't say psukim. Otsitsa otsit le kasha can be no kuva, here there was a puncture so it grows well, maybe the kaida. Can be she ain't no puncture so it's not getting any sustenance or nourishment from the ground, so therefore, but maybe the ain't a kaida. Svina svina le kasha. Can be svina shalait, a wooden svina, can be svina shalcheres. A svina shalcheres, we had in the Gemara there that it sits on the ground. It sits on the ground, and therefore it's like earth, and it absorbs straight from the ground. Big machleik is a shayin whether there had to be a hole in the cheddis or not, or if there's a hole in the eight tases there, nashi agish. But Lepoyel, he's able to answer each one because he holds that even poor quality, eventually you bring it as well.
Isn't it because the cheddis, the cheddis comes from the Atchila?
Yeah, but it's a question about you still need the Nekuva. The Gemara's answer for Nekuva and Nekuva. Are we continuing now in the Nekuva, and within the Nekuva is the chiluk of eight cheddis? Or is the Gemara talking about any Nekuva and there's a chiluk of eight cheddis, but is the Nekuva everything's the same? Or cheddis, even not Nekuva, and eight, even yen Nekuva? It is, there's all kinds of shit. I don't know how many. There's a whole bunch of shit that's in Tesis. Yeah. So says the Gemara. Elo, Rabbi Yechon, Kasha, Rabbi Yechon holds with poor quality. Don't bring it all. So the Chayde, how come over here in the Churba and all that is Kaddish? It's poor quality. Says you're right. These brises are the promise to me. But Tanoi, Shemachleket Tanoi. The time we learned, it's another brise, Shebegag on the roof, Ubechurba in ruins, maybe the credit, because their roof means roof of a maida, of a cave, Ubechurba means an avuda, so therefore maybe the credit, good quality. Sheba Otzit, or Shebesvina, ain't a megalika, but Otzit and Svina, which is poor quality, you don't bring it all. So we see clearly from here, there's a brise that agrees with me. I want you to bring only the best standard, the best kind of tour. Says the Gemara, Amri, there were two wizards in the time of Paroi in Mitzrayim. The name was Yechonah Umamre. Interesting how we know their names. These were the chiefs of all of the Machashefas, the warlocks and wizards and the necromancers, sorcerers, whatever they are, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there was Moshe Rabbeinu, either he's throwing the stick into a snake, or after the first Makkah, they said to him, Moshe, Tevin after Machnez Ephraim, you're bringing straw to Ephraim, a place which is full. It's a place that is full of tefuah. You're coming here to sell a few stalks of straw. What are you doing a couple of miracles here in front of us? What's the point? They were mocking him. Amr al-Hu, he said to them a very interesting thing. Now, it's not clear whether he's being facetious or whether he was serious, but he said to them, Amri Inchi, and you see today how it plays out, Lahavdil in the world. Inchi will say, Lemasa Yiraka Yirakishka, in a place where there are a lot of stalls that sell vegetables, that's the best place to bring vegetables. Because that's where people will congregate. If they want to buy vegetables, they say, oh, that's a destination. You'll notice that in like electrical stores, you have a Harvey Norman, a good guy, you have a Hi-Fi, all next to each other. You would think they're competing be a mile away. Dafka, they go next to each other because people, it's a magnet. Yeah. It draws people in. Sorry?
Mars and David Chow next to each other.
Exactly. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lemasa Yiraka Yiraka Shiko. So it's not clear whether it means facetious or not. Rashi says here that Divlin Sonis. Others say that this is serious. That's exactly what he's saying. So I guess it's two shittas in retail. What's the is it a smart thing? Or is it, but Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi uses a very strange word you don't find in the Gemara. Yeah. The Rashi Ksavyad, when he says Yochanan Mamre, said to him, look at Rashi, Yochanan Mamre. Yochanan Mamre, that's, you know, four lines above the one lines. Haim Chartumi Mitzrayim, so they were sources of Mitzrayim. Omru Lamoshe, Kishoya Oisa Hamoivsim, he was doing the miracles. Tevin at the Machnes Lafraim Moshlu. It's an example. Shahamevi Tevin Limkoy Lafraim. You go to this place to sell straw. Meshugahu. Where do you find this word in Rashi? Meshugah. He's a Meshugah. He's a Meshugah. You don't find that word in Rashi. She Yesham Tevin Harbe Mechaniosan. They have so much straw already. Afata Oisa Machshev Mitzrayim. Machshev Mitzrayim Kamesenu. Nobody like us. Interesting expression. But Rashi learns here that it's actually serious. Rashi above learns it's Litzanis. Rashi here says, L'mosi Yirok Yirok Yishkar Li'ir Shigodl Bahar B'yedek, a city that grows lots of vegetables. Tavi Yedek L'sham Limkar Faker. That's where you should bring your vegetables to sell. Shikol Atzor L'lik There's Niftin L'sham, because that's now a destination. People know they want to buy vegetables, they go to this market. I have 30 stores competing. That's the best place to be. Kaleiman, I know Nami Shapir Ovid. It's good that I brought the Soy Lamasa that I came here, because this is the place, because you guys will recognize that this isn't Kisha, this is Nisim Maise Hashem. Anywhere else, people suspect that it's a nest, but in front of all you guys, and you cannot replicate it, they recognize this is the Yad Hashem. That's how we can do it.